now we're walking up into the line where I'm actually going to get my Sunday brunch food. I plan on having some eggs, some bagels, some cereal, some orange juice, getting four glasses.
And two disposable napkins.
You can hear the hubbub here, it's outrageous. I'm sending a letter home to my brother, so I told him I'd tell him what brunch was all about. So, I'm taping brunch. But don't let it inhibit you. Go ahead.
And I think it'd be a really good idea just to have an event. We'll make up a name.
And have the guy never be shown, even.
Yeah.
I'm eating my eggs right now. I'm not sure how this thing is taping. I'm going to stop the tape, rewind, listen to it, make sure it's taping accurately. Hold on a minute. It is taping accurately. I think you're getting the full feeling of the tumult of Sunday brunch at the dining hall. I think you feel the background noise. You feel the tension. It's all happening here. People are making plans. People are ambitious. I think it's important that I give you a better idea of some of the people around this place. So I'm going to take a quick peek around here and try to find just some people I know randomly. I'll be right back. And we're just going to walk around and see who we know around this place. Ooh, there's someone with purple hair. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Dave.
I'm fine.
Are you taping the sounds of the ratty?
For my little brother at home.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. What grade is Ken?
He's in the ninth grade.
He's in the ninth grade?
He's in the ninth grade.
Yeah, it's a wonderful year. Ken, how old is Ken?
15.
I feel like I know Ken. I've spoken to him for so much. I really feel like I know him.
You do know him.
I do know him.
You know him because he's just like me.
Ken Dornstein.
He's just like me.
Is he really?
Alliterative, though.
He's younger.
He's younger, but he's just like me.
Uh-huh.
He even looks sort of like me.